This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Kesubos, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Boy Rav Ashi. Last line on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi had a shayla. Amra loy nechbeisi, v'loy netmeisi. Rav Ashi asked the shayla, if she said, I didn't hide, but I'm not tamei, I wasn't defiled. We mentioned earlier that if there's a city that was conquered by a siege, all the women married to Kohanim are pasul. But if there's any edus whatsoever, even an eved, even a shivcha, then they're netman. However, the Gemara said, if there's one Amar Rabbi Ida bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, about 10 lines up, if there's one hiding place, then we could say this woman was hiding in this spot. And we could attribute that in fact she remained in security. So Rav Ashi had a shayla. What if she said, I didn't hide there? She could have said she hid there. There is a hiding spot. She could have said she hid there. She doesn't say it. She says, I didn't hide, but I'm not tamei. Ma, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say mali l'shaker? Why should she have lied? Oidimalai amrinan. Or do we not say that? Now, what's the migu? Believe me that I was not defiled, meaning believe me when I say I wasn't hidden, but I wasn't defiled, because I could have said that what? I could have said I hid. Why should I have lied? Why? I could have just told you I was hiding and then I would have been tahar. So when I say I didn't hide, but I'm tahar, I should be believed. Or do we say at the end of the day, it's b'makom edim, because it's anan sadeh, that basically, oidim alay amrinan. Maybe we don't say that because at the end of the day, she's saying, well, I didn't hide, but I wasn't violated. Well, the likelihood is that she was violated, so we don't have amigo. Or do we say, believe her when she says, I didn't hide, but I wasn't violated, because she could have said she hid. Well, says the Gemara, Umay Shnameyahu Maisa. Why is this any different than the following scenario? Dahu Gavra, there was a guy, Da'agar Lei Chamer L'Chavra. He rented out his donkey to his friend. Amar Lei, he said to his friend, Loi Tezel Be'orcha De Nahar Pakad. Do not go on the road of Nahar Pakad. Dika Maya, there's water there. I don't want my donkey getting damaged because there's water over there. Instead, zil be'orcha de Narash. Go on the road of Narash. Deleka Maya. Because there's no water there. But don't go in Nahar Pakud. Because there's water. What did the guy do? Vazil be'orcha de Nahar Pakud. He took the road of Nahar Pakud. Umis Chamra, the donkey died. Asa Kamedorbe came before Rava. Amarle, in Borcha Dinar Pakud Asi. It's true, I went on Nahar Pakud. Miolo Havamai, there was no water there. He admitted he went on Nahar Pakud, but he said there was no water. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mali Lashaka, why should he have lied? Believe him when he says that he went, that there was no water, because he could have said he went on Narash. Amarle Abai, Abai said, Rava, you're not correct. Mali l'shaker b'makam edim lo yamrina. We don't say amigu b'makam edim, because at the end of the day, it's anan sadi. There's always water on nahar pakud. So it's very nice. He could have said he took nahar narash. He took the road of narash. But at the end of the day, there we have edus. It's like anan sadi that nahar pakud. There's water. So Abayi tells Rava. That what? Abai tells Rava, it's a migu b'makayim edim. So Gemara, so too over here. If she says, I didn't hide, but I wasn't violated, it's sort of a migu b'makayim edim. Because the likelihood of her not being violated is minimal. Says Gemara, hachi hasha, like this now. Hasam vada ika edim. There definitely is edim. De'ika maya, because there is there is water. Like this now. There are Edim. That there's water. What does it mean there's Edim that there's water? It's like a known fact. It's almost like everybody knows there's water there. Hachavad over here. Vaday itmi. Definitely. Vaday itmi. Over here, was she definitely violated? Just because the city was set siege, it doesn't mean that they violated every single woman. It could be that she wasn't violated. It's only chshash. In a situation of chshash, we do say migu. Fine. Im yesh edim, if there are edim, afilu eved, even an eved, vafilu shivcha, even a shivcha, ne'amanim, they are believed. If there are edim, even an eved, even a shivcha, they're believed. Says the Gemara. Right, the Mishnah said basically that if a city was set siege, then all the kaihanos, all the women married to a kohen, are usher. However, if there's any edus at all, even an eved, even a shivcha, they're believed. Says Gemara, v'afilu shivcha dida, even her shivcha. Means a shivcha implies any shivcha, even her shivcha, who she's very comfortable with and might be very loyal to her, she is believed. Says Gemara, v'uraminhi, I'll ask you a stira. Loi tisyached imai, do not. Loi tisyached imai, she should not go into yichud with him. Now this is a very interesting case. In Masechta Gittin, Rashi says on the third line, if you have a guy who's about to die, but he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam, so he gives his wife a get on condition that if he dies, it should be a get lemafreya, and she shouldn't have to go to Chalitza. So Allah says he can't be miyached, she can't be miyached with him, because he might live with her. And it will be something called a get yashan. A get yashan is somebody who is miyached with his wife after the writing of a get before it was given. And Beis Hillel aser a get yashan. What's a get yashan? Anytime you're miyached with a woman after the get is written. Because it's a gzera, people might say, they're going to look at the get, and they're going to see that she was pregnant. And if you were miyached with her when the get was written, before it was given, when technically speaking you were allowed to live with her, but people are going to say the get already took place, and the person was born out of wedlock. So therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to do yichud once a get is written. Because if it wasn't given yet, people are not going to know that it wasn't given yet. They're going to go by the date and the get. And they're going to say that perhaps the child came out of wedlock. So the halacha is you can't, she can't be miyached with him. Ella al pi edim, only if there are two witnesses there. Va'afilu al pi eved. Even if it's an eved. She should not be miyachid with him, only if they're edim. Even the Edom will prevent them from having relations. Even if there's an Eved there, it's okay. Even a Shivcha is okay. Chutz mi Shivcha sa, except for her own Shivcha, because her own Shivcha, the Mibnei Shalibai Gaspa Shivcha sa, a person is very comfortable with her Shivcha. And since Libai Gas B'Shivcha sa, then we can't ensure that the Shivcha will make sure that they will not have relations. So here we see that you can't trust her shivcha. Here we see that you can't trust her shivcha. And the Gemara said on the Mishnah that im yesh edim afil ever afilu shivcha, even shivcha dida, that means her shivcha is believed. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, you said b'shvuya hekilu. We're lenient in the Mishnah by shvuya that you could even trust your own shivcha. So Rav Papa is of the opinion we're more lenient in the case of shvuya. Rav Papa Amar, no, ha b'shivcha dida, ha b'shivcha didei. When our Mishnah says that the shivcha is believed, that's his shivcha. When the Mishnah in Gittin says that she's not believed, that's talking about her shivcha. Taka, her shivcha is never believed. When do we say v'afilu shivcha? When does the Mishnah say afilu shivcha? That's his shivcha. Says the Gemara, v'shivcha dida lai mehemna, her shivcha is not believed. But haktani, we learned ein adam meyed al atzmai. But we learned a person cannot testify about themselves. Let's look back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ein adam, ein neman adam al atzmai." That implies a person shivcha is believed. Ha shivcha dida mehemna. Says Gemara, shivchasa nami ka atzma. Rav Papa would say your shivcha is like yourself. It's really an extension of yourself. Dummy. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, ha v'ha b'shivcha dida. Rav Ashi said, both are talking about her shivcha. Rav Ashi said, both are talking about her shivcha. Aye, so why in our Mishnah is a shivcha believed to testify? As opposed to in the Mishnah in Gittin, a shivcha is not believed. This is very important. Hava ha b'shivcha. In other words, Rav Papi says her shivcha is believed. Rav Papa said her shivcha is not believed. Rav Ashi is saying, really, he's talking about her shivcha. And even her shivcha would be believed in our Mishnah. Why? V'shivcha mechsa chazia v'shaska. A shivcha would see and be quiet. She would be silent. So therefore, by yichud, we can't be miyached with the shivcha, because the shivcha would remain silent. Shivcha michsa chazia v'shaska. Shivcha would be silent, would see and be silent. Hasam over there, dishti kasa matirasa leimahemna. Over there where her silence would permit her, she's not believed. Hacha, but over here, dishti kasa isarta, where her, in other words, by being miyached, where her silence would permit them, she's not believed. Because as long as she doesn't say, she doesn't have to say they didn't have relations. She could just say, I was with them. Her silence of not saying they had relations matters them, therefore we can't believe her. Because maybe she won't testify and go out of her way. I mean, we can't just rely on the shivcha, because she doesn't have to say anything. Masha'in kein, hacha, but over here by the situation of a siege, dishtikasa isarta, her silence will aser. So it's not enough for her to be silent. She has to go out and proactively testify that her mistress was not violated, mehemna. She's believed. Because it's not enough for her to be silent. She has to actually go and testify that her mistress was not violated. So says Gemara, well, maybe she'll do that. Says Gemara, hashtanami asya mashakra. Won't she go out and lie? So Gemara says, Tarti lo yavda. She's not going to do two things. She might remain silent and not say that her mistress lived with the husband. But she won't go out of her way and lie and say that her mistress wasn't violated. So Gemara, ki ha de mari bar isik, like mari bar isik, va amri la chana bar isik, some say chana bar isik, asole acha mi bei chuzai. His brother came from Bei Chuzai. What happened? Basically, what happened was there's a guy Mari Bar Yisik or Chana Bar Yisik, and all of a sudden a brother shows up from out of nowhere. Amar le ploigli benachsid Abba. Do me a favor. Let's divide dad's rishus, dad's possession, dad's property. So Mari Bar Yisik said, Amar le leyadanulcha. I don't know who you are. Who are you? Never saw you before. Also, the Rav Chizza came from Rav Chizza. Amar le. So Chizza said to this brother, Shaper Kamilcha, Mari Bar Yisik has a good taina. I don't know who you are. Yosef recognized his brothers because they had a beard originally and they still did. They didn't recognize him because he left without a beard and now he has a beard. That teaches that he left without the seal of a beard and he came back with the seal of a beard. So Mari Bar Yisik is entitled to say, I don't know who you are. Amar Le, so the brother said, so Amar Le, they said to the brother, Zol Aisi Sadi Dachuad, go bring a raya that you're a brother. Amar Le, he said, Isli Sadi, I have a brother, Mistafinu Minai, Demari Bar, Degavra Almahu. They're afraid of him, he's a strong guy, he's a tough guy. There are Edom, he doesn't want to testify against him. They don't want to testify, they're afraid of Mari Bar Yisik. You don't cross Mari Bar Yisik. Amar le ledide. Amar le ledide. So he said to they said to Mari Bar Yisik, Zil Aisinu at Lavachucho. He can't bring a raya that he is a brother, so you go bring a raya that you're not, that he's not a brother. Amar le Mari Bar Yisik said, where do you get this halacha from? It's a wrong halacha. He's trying to take money away from me. I have to bring a raya that he's not a brother. Hamotzmi chaver of haraya. Amar le din hach, is this the din hamotzmi chaver of haraya? Amar le, so Mari Bar Yisik said, hacha da inina lecha ulekule almi chavrach. This is how they judge you and all your strong friends. Hashta nami asu umeshakri. Now also they will come and they will lie. Meaning, if they're afraid, again, the Bezin said, look, this is how we judge a very powerful person. You're right, it's not the basic halacha, but what are we supposed to do under these circumstances? So the Gemara says, but Hashanami Asum Shakri. If they're afraid of Mari Bar Yisik, maybe he'll bring false witnesses. So the Gemara says, no, Tarti Loyavdi. They won't do two wrong things. Maybe Edom won't come and testify against him, but Edom also won't come and untruthfully testify for him.
Who says it's the same Edom that know that he is the brother? Maybe he'll stop bringing two random people just to force them to testify that he's not the brother.
What the Gemara is saying is that this is just an example that we're choishesh, maybe Edim won't testify, but for Edim to go beyond that and actually testify falsely, you're right, it is different Edim. But for them to not just, for Edim, it's one thing for Edom to do one step, to be silent, but to actually go ahead and actively do something false, which is two steps, that we're not choshish for. So Gemara says, Lema ketanoi. Let us say this machlekes tanoim, whether her shivcha is believed or not. Why? It says, Zu edus, the edus of a shvuya, anyone is kosher. Ish v'isha, man and woman, tinuk v'tinokis, a child and a male child, a female child, aviha v'imar, father and mother are believed, v'achi v'achoyser, her brother and sister, avaloi b'no b'ita, not her son and daughter, lo'i avda v'shivchasa, not her evet and not her shivcha. But Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Hakol Ne'aman and Lahad. Everyone's believed to testify, Chutz Mehamna, except for her, Ubala and her husband. So Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, who said earlier, her Shivcha is believed, Rav Papa said, Beshruya Hikilu. Rav Ashi said that she's believed because she won't lie. It's definitely a machlekes tanoim. The Tana Kama holds, Zu Edus. The Tana Kama says, her Shivcha is not believed. And we learned in a Braisa that everyone is believed. So according to Rav Papi and Rav Ashi, that a Shvuya, that we do believe a Shivcha, these two Mishnayas are reconcilable. But the Rav Papa, Milei Matanohi, Rav Papa who says that she's not believed, is in a machlokes tanoim, meaning, what's he going to say? I hold like the first opinion that a Shivcha is not believed. Maybe he could say that the second Braisa who says the Shivcha is believed, what also really means the Shivcha is not believed, but because it says except for her, the Shivcha is like her. So maybe Rav Papi, who says she's not believed, could learn both Tanaitic sources that she's not believed. So the Gemara actually brings a different way that Rav Papi could say both Tanaitic sources holds that her Shivcha is not believed. Namely, the second Braisa that's Mashma, she's believed, will make an Akimta that it's talking about Mesiach Lefi Tumai. Amar Lechara Papa Ki Tanya Hi, the second Tanaitic source is speaking about the Mesiach Lefi Tumai if she's just talking in the course of her conversation. Ki Ha, for example, Dechi Asa Rav Dimi Amarav. Rav Dimi, like when Rav Dimi came in the name of Rav, like the situation where Rav Dimi said the name of Rav, like Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Rav Chanan karti genoi mishtoi maisa. Rav Chanan kartigroi mishtoi. Rashi says Rav Chanan from Kartigi would say over this story. Bolifnei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It came before Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Va'amri lo Rabbi Shua ben Levi mishtoi maisa. Or some say Rabbi Shua ben Levi would say over that Bolifnei Rav, lifnei Rabbi. Ba'adam echad shayim esiach lefi tumai. A guy who, in the course of conversation, said, "V'amar ani ve'imi nishbinu l'bein avik hami amam were captured among goyim yatzasi l'shoiv mayim. I went out to draw water. Daiti alimi, my mind was on my mother. L'lakit etzim to gather wood. Daiti alimi v'hisia Rebbe l'kun ha'apiv, and Rebbe married her off based on his say so. So we see that even someone who's ordinarily not believed." Where basically someone's testifying about their mother. Certainly someone is not Neman to testify about a mother. If you're Mesiach Lefi Tumah, you're believed. Zok Tehelega Mishnah. Until now we learned that if a city was set siege, then all the women are married to Kayanam are usher to their husbands. Amrav Zechariah ben Akatsav. Hama'oin Azeh, I swear by the base of Mikdash. Lo Yizazo Yad Mitach Yadi. Her hand was not... did not move from my hand. From the time that Goyim entered Yerushalayim, the Ad Shiyatsu until they left. Meaning, I testify that she's Tahar. The halacha is, Amrulai ein adam eid alatz. A person cannot testify about himself. I don't understand this. Why don't we say Erecha Neman Bisurin? He knows that his wife was not violated. Why can't he stay with her?
No gaya b'davar.
What?
He's no gaya b'davar.
I don't understand.
Ishtar kegufay.
Very nice.
He's testifying on himself.
What do you mean testifying about himself? If I shecht the behema, am I allowed to eat it? If I say I know the behema is kosher, am I allowed to eat it? Of course, eidachan amisurin. So who is it noigea here?
He's testified that he's motzei to his wife, right?
Yeah. Why don't we say Eirachana? They both know that they weren't violated, so they can't stay together. We can trust them, legabe themselves. So the Gemara says Tana. It was taught, even though we couldn't believe him, and he couldn't live with his wife. Yichad labe espais v'chatzera. He was able to designate a house in the courtyard. Uchshi yoitza, and when she went out, yoitza b'roish baneha. She would leave the chatzar first, so as not to be miyachid with him. And when she would enter, she would enter at the after her children, so that there was no time that he was alone with her. So we're basically makel by shvuya, that even though he can't live with her, he doesn't have to divorce her. And they could sort of be in a very unusual state, where she lives in the same courtyard. Boy Abaye. Abaye asks, Mahulasis begrusha kain. Are you allowed to do that to a grusha? Kain divorced his wife. Could he stay with her? They stay in the same chatzar and they don't do yichud. Hasam hu de beshvuya hakilo. Do we say we're lenient by shvuya? Aval hachaloi. Oidim aloi shnor. Maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know that. Again, by Shvuya, he didn't divorce her yet. So since maybe he didn't divorce her yet, he's just not to live with her, but he's not mechuyev to be divorced to her. But here, the guy's divorced from this woman. He divorced her. I guess it's a Shaila. Okay, we'll pick it up as Hashem next week. Thanks for joining tonight. I wish everyone a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.